It's the Monday Morning Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Katie Carter. Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota. Diane Wilson is a Minnesota Book Award winner whose books Spirit Car, Journey to a Dakota Past, and Beloved Child, A Dakota Way of Life have captured readers' minds and influenced perspectives over the years. Her newest book, The Seed Keeper, was released in March. She is the featured author in today's Lunchtime Brown Bag author series hosted by the Friends of the Brainerd Public Library. You can access that on their Facebook page. She's with me now to talk about her new book, The Seed Keeper. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Katie.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Let's start off by just talking about the book. Tell us about The Seed Keeper.
Oh, thank you. The Seed Keeper, so it's a novel and it's set in Minnesota, and it tells the story of four Dakota women across several generations, and they're telling about their lives and their struggles to survive and to protect what they love, their families, their communities, their relationship with the land. And then through it all, there's the story of the seeds as a kind of a parallel, a companion story to that of the women.
Yeah, it was, from what I understand, inspired by a true story. I wondered if you could talk a little bit how this seed was planted in your mind to do this story and give us some historical perspective.
Yes, back in about 2002, I was participating on the Dakota Commemorative March, which was to honor the 1,700 women, children, and elders who were force marched after the 1862 Dakota War from the Lower Sioux area to a concentration camp at Fort Snelling. And on the march, as we were walking, one of the other marchers told me a story about the Dakota women who didn't know where they were being sent or how they would take care of their families. And so because they were in charge of the gardens and providing food for their children and their families, they sowed seeds into the hems of their skirts and they hid them in their pockets. And so that no matter what else happened on that march and when families were hungry, they protected those seeds for the coming season, but also for future generations. So they're the reason why we have that Dakota corn to grow today. But more importantly, their actions showed me how it is we're supposed to be protecting those seeds today as well.
The story follows four women in different parts of history, starting, 1862 to 2002. Could you share about each of those four women, sort of where they're at on the continuum of, sort of give us a snapshot of each of those people?
So the story moves around between the different perspectives of these women, and it doesn't follow a straight chronological timeline. It's more arranged thematically. So, but to go furthest back in time would be Marie Blackbird, who was 14 years old at 1862. And she and her mother are the ones who actually sow the seeds into the hems of their skirts. So they bring that story alive. So they represent that traditional relationship with seeds and the land and gardening. And then through each following, we follow Marie actually through up and through the boarding school era. And then each of the other characters shows how that relationship with land and seeds continues to evolve over time until we get to the main character, Rosalie Ironwing, who, when the book opens, has reached that point in her life where assimilation has almost disconnected her from her family, her community, her language, and she has no relationship to those seeds that once belonged to her family. So the book is very much about Rosalie's journey to reconnect with her family and community, and the way in which rediscovering her relationship with seeds was also one of the ways that brought her home. So there's a theme in this book about if you take care of the seeds will also take care of you.
with it being such a span of time, it's as much a history, it's as much a lesson in history as it is a novel and a story that we can learn from. What does that feel like to you, for you, as a Native woman who's now telling the Native story?
Well, I think it's really important to understand this history. I think we tend to take sometimes such a short-term view of what's happening. So the discussion around seeds these days tends to get very polarizing and politicized around GMOs. But really, when you look back over the span of this 140 years, you see a very different relationship with seeds. Seeds both literally and as a metaphor of our relationship to the land. And that relationship has changed so much over 140, 150 years that the novel is asking that question about why we made those decisions, how those changes came to be, and what the consequences are both for us as human beings and for the seeds themselves. So this was an opportunity to put the story in the context of what has been very significant history for, especially for Dakota people. That's my focus in the novel.
What was it like unearthing these stories? Were you asking your relatives? What was that whole process like? It just seems, it's a deep dive.
It is a deep dive. It's actually work I've been doing for, really over the past 20 years, partly to understand my own cultural identity and that of my family, which is what led me to write the memoir Spirit Car and the follow-up book Beloved Child. But I'm also a gardener. So I also got engaged with actual seed work around the same time that I was participating in the Dakota Commemorative March. I went to volunteer and work for an organization called Dream of Wild Health and worked directly with a collection of very old, rare indigenous seeds that included Cherokee Trail of Tears corn, tobacco that was 800 years old. And then eventually it also included this Dakota corn that I came to write about. So the book is partly an expression of all that I've been learning in working for these organizations around preserving and protecting our seeds and then being able to tell the stories. It's just that for me is kind of the ideal.
I'm talking with Diane Wilson. Her book is called The Seed Keeper. She'll be talking at noon today at the Friends of the Brainerd Public Library's Brown Bag Lunch author series. You can go to their website, Facebook page, and jump on that Zoom meeting. I'm sure this book is going to influence people in so many different ways. What are your the big hopes for you?
My big hope is that we're surrounded every day with so much apocalyptic news about the environment, and it's true, and it's based in very serious shifts in our climate. But at the same time, we have to remember and nurture that relationship that we have. And I love that my interview came, right behind this story from a birder. And it's re-engaging with that relationship with the plants and the animals and the seeds around us and remembering that this is one of the most beautiful, rewarding parts of being a human being is to have that relationship with the world around us. So my hope is that the book just helps stimulate that interest in seeds and that curiosity and that desire to be part of the work in a relationship that is thousands of years old.
Yeah. I was struck by, so Rosalie is the most modern of the characters. I wondered if you could talk about just that importance of sharing the stories within our families and within our cultures so that we don't lose connection.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really experienced that firsthand in my own family, having grown up in Minneapolis, and my mother was Lakota, my dad was Swedish, and I knew that my mother was spent 6 years at a boarding school, but we didn't know anything about it as kids growing up. And so it's only been through the process of writing these books that I've come to really understand the Native history, and especially that of Dakota people, and to be able to understand over generations who we are, what our ancestors experienced, the choices they had to make, and the legacy that's passed down through those experiences actually has, for me, had a profound impact in shaping the direction of my life and the work that I've ultimately taken on to do. Because once I understood that history and its consequences, then it became a responsibility for me to then share those stories and share the work that that I can do to help do some of that cultural recovery and the healing from those experiences.
Yeah, thank you for sharing the stories and the knowledge. And people listening, if you want to join in on the Brown Bag Lunch author talk today, it's at noon. Go to the Friends of the Brainerd Public Library Facebook page. That's Diane Wilson. Her book is called The Seed Keeper. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.